All right, NFL schedule drops later tonight. So let's have some fun with it. David, let's do a scheduling blitz.
Oh, goody. Schedules.
Yeah, let's go through this.
Yeah, we lost David.
Let's go through this here. I have week one, the entire week one for the NFL here. So let's start it here. We know we already have the Thursday night opener, Cowboys at the Eagles.
No.
Friday night, we have Chiefs at the Chargers. That is in Brazil. We know we have that already.
Why do we need a game on Friday night? Okay.
Here is your early window for week one.
Are these a 1 p.m. or are going to be up at 7 for the game in Istanbul?
These are 1 p.m. Buccaneers at Falcons.
Yes.
Panthers at Jags. So that is the debut of Travis Hunter.
Absolutely not.
Dolphins at Colts.
You know
Colts.
What? You just got to get that game out the way, I guess.
You do. That's why these are 1 o'clock.
Dolphins and Colts?
Yeah, that's why.
You can have it.
1 o'clock. Yeah, Raiders at Patriots.
Oh, my God. This is awful. No.
Steelers at Jets.
No.
Okay. So
this
what
is
that
why
is,
you got those games on Thursday and Friday.
No, they should be in the 1 o'clock window. This is an egregious red zone window.
Well, what the NFL is hoping for with the Steelers and Jets is that Aaron Rodgers makes a decision to play for the Steelers, then he returns to the Jets for week one. That's their hope. Then you have Bengals at Browns.
No.
Cardinals at Saints.
No.
And then the Giants at Commanders.
No, yes. I sound like Michael Scott. No. That is an awful 1 o'clock slate.
Start the season? Yeah.
Because the two best games are on Thursday and Friday.
Then you have the 405 and 425
game. Oh, here we go. America's game of the week.
Niners at Seahawks.
Yes.
Yes.
Titans at Broncos. That is the debut of Cam Ward on the road against the Broncos.
No.
Lions at Packers.
100,000%.
That is going to be on Fox at 4:25.
Joe Buck and his hair plugs.
Yes.
Let's get it popping.
Texans at Rams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over under 78.5. Yes. See, you can basically go under anesthesia until 4 p.m.
So all the appetizers, 1 o'clock. I wish one of those 4:30 games was at 1.
Thank you.
Because now I got to go, okay.
I would actually take the Titans-Broncos in the 1 o'clock win. That's a better game for me to see.
To see Cam Ward die?
I just want to see the debut. That would be better than
debut on the road.
Bengals at Browns.
Against the top 10 defense. Okay.
It is what it is.
Why don't you attend an execution while you're at it?
A Sunday night football for week one. Ravens at Bills.
Yes. Now, see, at least that.
Like, they're making up for that 1 o'clock.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Hey. I'd say go rake the leaves, but it'll be too early in the year. Just 1 o'clock, you don't need to partake.
You can enjoy the cider meal. Vikings at Bears will be the Monday night week one matchup.
Okay, this is a golf clap to the league. 4 p.m., the night game, the Monday night game. Fabulous.
So Thursday, Friday, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So just at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, just the best time to watch football, 1 in the afternoon.
You know what that is? That's a break. Knock out your honey-do list. Get that stuff out of the way. You're not missing much.
Truth.
You are right about that one. Michael, I wanted to go through this one.
What?
For you.
Why? Why am I a human pinata when it comes to the NFL?
This is nuts. It's not a human pinata.
What do you want?
Where is a win in the first 6 weeks for the New York Giants?
Bro, there ain't one.
At Commanders.
Loss.
At Cowboys.
Loss.
That's Chiefs. A win. No. I think Cowboys is a win.
Look, hold on.
Cowboys.
Stop for a second. Hey, NASA. All right, SpaceLink, go pull it up. Giants Cowboys results. Tell me what you see.
It's not primetime, is it?
Just go look. Trust your boy. David, continue. 0-2.
Week 3, Chiefs Sunday Night Football.
0-3.
At home.
Biggest upset of the year.
Tommy Cutlass comes in.
Another home game in week 4 against the Chargers.
0-4.
At the Saints. Week 5.
Wait. That's a win. If you don't win that game, fire everybody.
Chargers, where's the Chargers game?
Doesn't matter.
That's at home.
They don't have a home game.
Could be on the moon. It doesn't matter.
You can't beat the Chargers?
That's
true.
We're
terrible. Go ahead.
And then a scheduled loss in week 6 because it is a short week for you to face the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
Dead. Yeah. And the Arch Manning watch begins. I haven't even gotten to see Jackson
Tart
play.
Possibly 1-5, yes.
Yeah, great start to the year. That'll fit right in with the last 5 or 6 years. Go ahead.
Have you seen those Cowboys results yet? Rico?
How's it going for you?
I'm just going to trust you. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm trying to find some other things over here.
Oh, excuse us.
I'm just going to trust you, he says.
Maybe the wife is a Wi-Fi booming.
Booming.
Go ahead.
Let me give you week two. I have one matchup for sure in week two, 4:25 on Fox. It is the Super Bowl rematch.
Yes.
Eagles and Chiefs.
Yes.
In Kansas City.
Game of the week.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman will look like he's seven martinis deep. He'll have his shirt undone, tie all loose. He'll look like some detective who's just counting down the minutes till the end of his shift. Yes.
So I do have your full Christmas schedule.
I hate all of it, and I won't participate.
Yeah, I have your full Christmas schedule. Christmas Day at 1 p.m., you will have the Cowboys and the Commanders.
No, I leave this to Rico. Rico doesn't care about Jesus' birthday, so go ahead.
Well, technically, it's in the summer, but Cowboys.
Technically, you're right.
Cowboys and Commanders, yeah, I'm watching that.
And then the 4:30 game.
Yeah, the Hate Your Family game.
The Detroit Lions at the Vikings.
Are you kidding me?
4:30.
The Lions are on Christmas Day.
4:30, yes.
Oh, come on. I sound like that drop of Dan Dickerson we have. Come on. The Lions are on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go, no.
I sound like Paul Woods. I hate this.
Yes. I mean, it's going to be played during Christmas dinner, but...
Yeah. It's wrong. Wrong on all levels.
Hey, you wanted to be a big boy.
We'll discuss this because I hate the fact you just said that. Keep going.
I have one more week two matchup here. It is the Steelers. They are going to host the Seahawks in
Wait,
week
what's
two.
The 8 o'clock game for Christmas?
I don't see that yet.
Okay. Yeah, no. The NFL has to drag this out even more.
Yeah, I don't see that yet. But, yeah, the Steelers are going to host the Seahawks on week
David,
two.
I got to tell you something. If you don't get Aaron Rodgers, the NFL will be punishing America.
Correct.
With Steelers primetime games in the same way they punished America with Daniel Jones.
This one, I'm not sure if this is primetime yet. We don't know yet, but it's probably I would hope it's 1 o'clock for that reason because I just.
Mason Rudolph in primetime, huh? Gird your loins. Real exciting stuff.
That's going to be amazing to watch.
What is your viewpoint as a pastor, Christmas Day games? Let's talk about it.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He was very angry.
Well, Mr. Non-denominational over here loves it.
He was
Bring it on, that's Rico. Bring it on, hey, Christmas Day.
We should talk about this.
Okay.
Okay.
Just that is tight. Your Thank schedule you, blitz.